love, compassion, kindness, interdependence, truth, goodness, beauty, harmony, integrity, integrality, forbearance, patience, understanding, light, rain, flowers, trees, soil, birds, animals, insects, people, togetherness, unity, sound, music, orchestration, dance, walking, talking, thinking, pondering, concentrating, sameness, otherness, health, happiness, breath, water, air, earth, and sunlight, moonlight, stars, rainbow, mountains, lakes, rivers, birdsong, prayer, meditation. More than you need will always be greed. Silence, quietness, peace, inspiration, bliss, work, diligence, craft, application, agreement, writing, singing, painting, drawing, composing, digging, gardening, food, vegetables, fruit, nuts, seeds, communicating carefully, life, looking, seeing, understanding, teaching, making, drawing, reading, arranging, cooking, eating, bathing, relieving, family, peace. These words came to me relatively quickly. It suddenly occurred to me how incredibly valuable it was to be able to have the last form of communication in a way, to have words and how precious they were. And I can remember a certain stage in my early student days, and we had just come out of a world war, and we were very glad to get into art school, which is where I went. And we used to talk about saying, well, maybe tomorrow we'll die. What are we going to do today? What is the most important thing I can do today, because I might not be here tomorrow? And it's a little bit like realizing what are the most important words, words, of course, being descriptive of qualities. And so this list came to me very easily. Suddenly, in the middle of it, I found myself saying, if it's more than you need, it's got to be greed. More than you need will always be greed. And it's something which Mahatma Gandhi had said himself earlier. He said that there's always enough for the real needs, but never enough for human greed. It's true of almost everything. Everything we deal with, we must be thoughtful. How much does one really need? How much does one really need of a relationship from another person? Even that can be greed. How much does one need in terms of one's family, giving and taking and so forth? So, more than you need was be greed. love is the key thing. Ultimately, the highest state one can get to, which is called bliss, is a love of wholeness, or actually being in wholeness, which is a form of love. And the best relationship you can have with anybody to cultivate that relationship is to look at them as an object of love. That is what's called unconditional love, not sexual love or what can I get out of this love, but just recognizing in somebody else their whole miraculous being as you are. You can write down the word self with a little s, or you can write down the word self with a big S. Now, I have been very influenced by Vedic philosophy. And in the Vedic philosophy, they have a word called Atma, which is a higher self, which is permanent. And that permanent inner being migrates from one incarnation to another. The smaller self is that which is named and born and breathes. But the self with a capital S links us to everything and everybody. The ultimate reality is consciousness. The whole of the universe is one single consciousness. And we can, if we wish, make a relationship with the whole of it. But that can usually only be achieved in silence, in meditation, or in prayer, or something like that. But occasionally one finds it by looking at a flower. When all said and done, the power of words does lie in their meaning. And, well, let's take the opening of St. John's Gospel. En arche eno logos. In the beginning was the logos. Now, there are 22 possible meanings to the word logos in the Greek classical dictionary. And the translators went through a very difficult time, but they chose the word. In the beginning was the word. And that's been incredibly influential in the whole Christian thinking, the whole Christian point of view. But in fact, logos also means proportion. For me, as a geometer and an artist, I'm much happier in the beginning was proportion. What does proportion mean? If I say to you, having a sense of proportion, then people usually click. But the word proportion by itself, people get a little bit puzzled. Oh, is that some sort of mathematical thing that I don't understand? But proportion literally is the right relationship between things. And you don't have a cosmos, you only have a chaos. You don't have a cosmos until you've got everything in the right relationship. So, good words establish the right relationship. My personal belief is that something in the heart, not the mind, something in the heart will tell you what's authentic or not. And authenticity is probably, finally, a deep spiritual experience. Authenticity in terms of, is this a penny black stamp? No, it is. Yes, it isn't. That's a different level of authenticity. You can say something's authentic at a mechanical level very easily. You can say something's authentic at a psychological level, relatively. You can say something's authentic at a cultural level. But whether something's authentic at a spiritual or inspirational level, that can only be a matter of personal experience. And it can change somebody's life, which is what one hopes it would do.